Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. You know, we do these shows in different venues all the time. We've done it for years, and we try to give you the information and the education that you need to win the war on your injury claim against the insurance companies that try to beat your claim, right? Defeat your claim, reduce it, mitigate it, and get you out the door. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have a legal game plan. We invented and created the concept of legal game plan, which means, among other things, strategies. Strategies. You have to have strategies. We've taught you, we've shown you time and time again over the months and over the years how insurance companies already, right now, have strategies to use against you, and you haven't even been in an accident. That's what they do. That's how they do it. And you need to have your own strategy. You need to understand what you're doing. You need to be educated. And at Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate for you. Listen, we can handle your injury claim. We do workers' comp claims. We do car crash claims, motorcycle crashes, truck crashes, bicycle crashes, car versus pedestrian hit and run, you name it. We do premises liability cases all over the state of Colorado. We have done all kinds of cases throughout the state of Colorado. You can call us right now at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's right. It's called championsofthepeople.com because we champion people's cases, claims, injury causes, injury claims, and we have for years. Okay, today we're talking about our typical examples of car crash. And you know, we're talking about how insurance companies value these cases, value the claims, and ultimately come up with a number they're going to pay you, right? And how do they go about that? Well, they look at different factors. We've been covering different factors over the last few weeks. But, Brad, today let's talk about how they look at you've been injured. Maybe you have to have some procedures done, which is called, you know, outpatient services. So does that fit into the scenario? Does that fit into how they pay you?
Well, yes, it does. And it's only natural that it should, and it will. You have to recognize that outpatient procedures are not necessarily small procedures. One thing I want to make sure everybody understands that an outpatient procedure can be a serious procedure. It can involve anesthetics. It can involve procedures where you will need somebody to take you home. You need an escort or somebody to drive you. And this is a little off base, but if you're having an outpatient procedure, you should listen to the doctor and always, always, always see if the doctor indicates there should be an escort or somebody driving you home or somebody helping you get home. Because an outpatient procedure, by its nature and by its terms, means that you're going to go into the doctor or into the hospital or into the place where the procedure is going to take place. And you're going to have the procedure performed. You're going to come out of the procedure. Hopefully, you're going to be okay, or you're going to be better than when you went in. But you may not be right away, and you may have all sorts of residue problems that have to be addressed. But does an outpatient procedure make a difference in your settlement or what's going on in your case? Well, I guess the answer normally would be yes, but I would say more maybe. Based on what the procedure was for, how it occurred, and why you were getting it.
Right. It's important that you understand how they analyze these cases and analyze the claims because, you know, over the years we've heard people come in our office and say, well, the doctor recommended I do an MRI, but I didn't really want to do an MRI. And so then the insurance company uses that against you. So if they're outpatient services, you know, and as Brad just said, they can be very significant. Just because it's called outpatient services doesn't mean it's insignificant. And it can be very significant to the insurance company that's going to pay you on your injury claim. So how does this get presented? How do they evaluate this? Well, they look at the outpatient services. Obviously, they look at the cost. We've taught you how medical bills fit into the picture, how medical bills are part of your injury claim. Well, outpatient services are included in medical bills. Some of them can be quite expensive. You know, if you have transseminal epidural steroid injections, if you have trigger point injections or other type of injections, if you have rhizotomy treatments, they're very expensive. You're not in the hospital. You're in there and out of there, usually in one day. And as Brad said, somebody has to drive you. You have to be careful about that. But The point of the matter is these procedures can be as expensive. They can be cheaper. I don't think any medical treatment is really cheap, but they can be cheaper. But they can also be expensive, and they can be, you know, you have to sign consent forms. You have to understand the risks. They can be risky. And they do have substantial real risks. And therefore, that has to be presented to the insurance company. You know, the insurance company tries to make it sound like, well, you had a procedure. You had an outpatient service. Well, so what? Humdrum. Well, it's not that way. You know, Brad, we deal with a lot with patients that have and clients that have, you know, they have films. They have radiological studies. That's an outpatient procedure. They have injections. That's very significant and can be risky. So those things have to be presented to the insurance company so that they will properly include them in the claim and in your payment.
Right. And you've got to pay attention to these outpatient procedures because some of them could carry risk. I mean, you know, when a procedure is being done, you may still have, depending on what the procedure is, you may still have a risk of infection. You may have a risk of it not getting better, of it being a procedure that was tried but did not necessarily work. And it may be, once again, you have to ask if it's therapeutic. Or if it's diagnostic, what was the reason for the procedure? The procedure can range from anything from, you know, an MRI where they're getting pictures of you to where they're doing some kind of immediate surgery or some kind of surgery where you're going to get to go home rather than spend the night in the hospital. That could be very significant. It can be an injection of some type, and what's the need for the injection? There are a lot of outpatient procedures. If you have an outpatient surgery, then it's important that that be addressed not just with the doctor, but also with the lawyer, or not just with the lawyer, but also with the doctor, to determine what's going to happen, why it's happening, what could be the end results from the surgery, and also the fact that you're going home. Does that mean that you're going home and leading your normal life? Or are you going home after the surgery or after the procedure and you're to rest and not do anything? Gary, something as simple as a hernia repair where they put mesh inside of you can be done in an outpatient procedure where you go home, but you're going to be laid up for a couple of days and you're not going to be doing anything. The question is do you need medical care while you're trying to recoup?
Right, exactly. And so all these things are factors that you need to be able to prove and show to the insurance company. And you need to be able to make sure they take them into consideration, because many times we've taught you their programs or computer programs, including one named Colossus. Those programs downplay, downgrade, and reduce the value. So you have to fight for what you have to get. You have to have a legal game plan. You can call us right now if you've been injured, or if you have an injury question, call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Look, you can reach championsofthepeople.com on your phone, your iPad, your pad, your desktop, your laptop. It doesn't matter. We've got it all designed and formatted and formulated for you. It's easy to navigate. championsofthepeople.com. We champion people's cases and injury cases, and we've done it for years all over the state of Colorado. And by the way, we have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just give us a call at 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about the part of your injury claim when you need an outpatient procedure or outpatient service. Brad just made up a great point. I mean, you can have hernia mesh repair in the same day and go home. You never are hospitalized. So insurance companies understand that outpatient services are very significant. Some of them are extremely expensive, like rhizotomies and repeat rhizotomies and medial branch blocks and certain types of injections and facet injections. So it's important that you know these things. It's important you present them to the insurance company in your claim. And it's very, very important that you don't let them downplay it and that you understand that's part of the game and that's part of the analysis and that's part of the evaluation. Look, if you go into an outpatient, you know, Brad, you can have an outpatient procedure. It could be minor surgery on your hand. It could be minor surgery on your foot. It could be anything like that. And it can still be very expensive. So the medical bills and the procedure can be used legitimately to enhance your injury claim.
Right. And you want to know what's going on with respect to an outpatient treatment versus going into the hospital. And some of that, I think you've got to watch it, because maybe you get admitted in the hospital and you spend a couple of days there, 3 days there. Insurance companies, they have their doctors, they have their professionals, and they may look and say, well, you didn't need to go into the hospital. The doctor didn't need to keep you in the hospital, and there was no reason for you to be there. So we're not going to take this as being an inpatient treatment. We're not going to take it as being an inpatient procedure, because you could have been outside the hospital. You didn't need the care. Now, on the other hand, maybe some procedures occur that are considered outpatient, and you're going to be outpatient, but maybe based on the circumstances of your life and the circumstances of what goes on, maybe you should have been admitted into the hospital. Maybe you should have been taken care of overnight. There are times that you can go through a procedure, and that procedure can be one that is going to lay you up, puts you in a situation where you can't get up or where you can't do anything, or where maybe you're recovering from the effects of anesthesia and you're going through a number of different concerns that, and you've got no one at home to help you. I mean, a doctor should be exploring that if you're going to go through a procedure. And it's one where you're going to need some kind of help, or you may need help, or it may be a procedure where there's a concern about you getting worse or your recovery, and maybe you should be in the hospital at that point.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We try to give you the information and education that you need on your injury claim. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900, 5900. And you can call us also in the mountains or anywhere else at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. See if you can solve this legal riddle for me. How can you get hurt twice in the same accident? Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's twice. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems here, we only have opportunities. Listen, when you've been injured in a car crash, your opportunity to protect yourself and your family may come only once. That's right, only once. We always tell people, when you've been injured, you must take the proper steps at the beginning and in the middle and in the end. If you take the proper steps, you can win this war. You can fulfill that opportunity. You can protect yourself, and you won't get hurt twice in the same accident. Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Hi, I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984 with the sole vision and mission of helping injured victims. We have years of experience that we can put to work for you. You can give us a call if you've been injured at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We can help you. We'll give you a free initial consultation. It's free, and we'll give you a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. Those are your strategies, folks. Come on. And you know, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have all of our books there. If you want to have them, you can download them. They're free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books. And we got two new books being posted this week on our website. One is on mistakes you make in a workers' comp claim, and the other one is the definitive guideline for premises liability in Colorado. If you've been injured on the premises, you know you've heard about slip and fall cases, grocery stores, big box stores, commercial premises, merchandise falling, dangerous objects, dangerous conditions. It's all in that book, plus a lot more. If you've never heard of the doctrine of attractive nuisance for children, then you're going to want to read that book. And by the way, if you want a hard copy of any of our books, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900, and request one. We'll send you a hard copy for free. You can also do it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Request it. You can chat with us. You can send us a message, and we will accommodate you. It's that easy. 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys trying to educate you. Today we're talking about outpatient services as a corollary and part of your injury claim. You know, Brad, the other thing I want to explain, and you're really good at this, is when you have, you know, you have outpatient surgery, and you use the example of a hernia mesh, but you can have repair of internal organs, you can have try to fix and diagnose internal bleeding. But the point of the matter is, when you have outpatient surgery, it is surgery, folks. That's important for people. I mean, there's a lot of risks involved. You sign consent forms, just like you would sign a consent form, Brad, if you went into the hospital and were admitted into the hospital.
Well, that's exactly right. You're going through a procedure, and the hospital is going to consider it a procedure. Once again, the circumstances can dictate as to whether or not it's going to be an outpatient or inpatient treatment, first of all. You've got to stay on top of that and understand the circumstances can dictate to that. The second thing is that's why you get a legal game plan at Bell and Pollock, is because we look at the circumstances that surround what happened in your procedure and how that affected your life. The second thing is, you can't take an idea that an outpatient surgery is one where you go in, you get the procedure, and you walk out, and you're going to the movie that night, or you're going out to dinner with the spouse that night, or you're able to go to your child's play. That may not be the situation at all. The risks that are involved also tell you a number of questions of the risk involved in the surgery. And when that doctor hands you this form that has all sorts of different risks that you're waiving or you're accepting, and it's a consent form, you start understanding this isn't just a simple little nothing surgery. It can be quite significant. And it's something you have to pay attention to. So you should never downplay or consider an outpatient surgery doesn't mean much. And if that's what the adjuster is doing, or the other side of the case, then you that should be a bit of an insult to say, wait a minute, you're telling me that, you know, the treatment of my wound or the treatment of my injury, by virtue of the fact that they were able to tell me I could go home after the procedure, it means that there's nothing really wrong with me. That's totally incorrect, and it's totally inappropriate and improper.
You need to be able to prove your claim. At Bell and Pollock, we can help you. Call us anytime, right now, if you want. 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. I tell you what, on the homepage of championsofthepeople.com, if you'll go there, we have two buttons. We have several, but two pertain to the very first phone call that you have with the adjuster. Wouldn't you want to know what to do? Wouldn't you want to know what your rights are? You see how we do this? We give you the information. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button that you can hit there. You can listen to our 30-minute show on what you can do in the first phone call, what you need to know, what you can do, what you can't do. It's all provided as a service to you. championsofthepeople.com. There's another button there. If you don't have time to listen to a 30-minute show, you get a quick, I mean, it's not absolutely complete, but it's a quick, very good, thorough checklist in writing, checklist of what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster on the very first phone call after an accident. Look, they know what to do. They know what to ask you. They know what forms to send you. You have to know what to do. That's a legal game plan. It's right there on our website, homepage, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about these outpatient services, procedures. Look, think about this. The insurance company wants to downplay it. They don't want to pay much for it. It's an outpatient procedure. But for you, the patient, the injured person, it's a very significant, meaningful event. I mean, you sign consent forms. There's all kinds of risks. You know the risks. You've seen them before. You've heard about them before. You got the risk of infection, the risk of bleeding, the risk of death, the risk of complications, the risk of further surgery, the risk of having symptoms that you never had before, or outcomes or consequences that you never had before. This is very meaningful. This is significant. This is part of your injury claim. You know, also, Brad, you know, we talked about it in the concept of emergency rooms, but let's talk about in the concept of a procedure, an outpatient procedure, maybe an injection. You sign a consent form. There's all kinds of risks. It's a brave event that you're doing this, but it does help you. And then we've talked about it before with discharge instructions. Sometimes there's restrictions. Sometimes you have to, like you said, you're laid up. Sometimes you can't work for a period of time or only part-time, and it's very significant.
It is significant, and it's something that you should not downplay. Remember, injections are considered outpatient procedures, and epidural steroid injections, which are very significant, are an outpatient procedure that can be happened. Debridement of a wound or of a particular part of the body is considered an outpatient procedure. Those procedures, the fact that they're needed for one form or another, are an indication also of your injury. They identify that there's an injury, and that the injury had to have a procedure performed to be able to make it better, or to diagnose what was wrong with you and to identify what's wrong with you. So you can't just walk away from an outpatient procedure and think it was nothing. It does take up your time. It takes up your day. And that doesn't mean you've recovered entirely from the procedure by the end of the day. You go in at 10 o'clock and you have the procedure and you can go home. That doesn't mean you by 5 o'clock that night, you're fine. It doesn't mean you're fine. There may be a number of other symptoms that you have to deal with.
Right, and we talked about cost of medical bills before. We got a break coming up, but we're going to talk to you about that afterwards, along with how you present this claim to the insurance company and exactly how does it fit into your injury picture. You can call us anytime. We're Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our law firm, Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We are here to help you. If you can't come to us, we will come to you. Give us a call at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. How does this job ad sound to you? $10,000 a week. What do you think? You got to work 24/7. You get no vacation, no breaks, no benefits. You can't go home at 5. You can't get another job. You can't leave. You can't quit. No retirement, no promotions. No pay increases, no bonuses. Guess what? That's exactly how an injury goes. You've been injured in a car crash. You just inherited a brand new career. What about the pain? What about the numbness? What about the alteration of lifestyle? You just inherited a new career. Want the job? Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and our website is what? championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You'll find our information there. You'll find all of our books there. You'll find videos there. You'll find results. You'll find biographies. It's all there for you. And on the homepage, as we told you earlier, there's a couple of buttons that you can push to learn and understand what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster on the very first phone call after an accident. So after an accident, our typical example is a car accident. But we do all kinds of injury cases. Car accident. You go through treatment. The doctor recommends you go for an MRI. You know, facet injuries don't show up on MRI or CT scans. So then they have to do injections. Some of them are diagnostic and some of them are therapeutic. But these are the outpatient services we're talking about. Brad, some of these can be expensive, and you use that expense in your injury claim. Some of them cost $4,000 or $5,000. Some of them cost rhizotomies or other types of injections, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000. And some of them only give you temporary relief, so they tell the doctor and the medical providers what the next steps are going to be.
That's exactly right. And, you know, quite often when you go to have the procedure done, you're going to have multiple bills. the bills are going to come from not just your doctor, but if somebody had to provide anesthesia, the doctor doing the anesthesia is going to have a bill. You could have bill from the facility. An outpatient procedure isn't one that necessarily just happens in the doctor's office. It might. Certain injections can be done inside the doctor's office. Other procedures need to be done at a more formal setting where you have either the hospital or an appropriate setting. There's different things that have to be considered in what the outpatient procedure was. What I think what you want to walk away from when you're listening to this and when you're doing it is to understand that an outpatient procedure shouldn't be just considered nonchalant or not a big deal. They are big deals. They're very significant, and they're a procedure that, like I said at the beginning, is nothing more than the fact that somebody has decided based on your lifestyle and your living style that you don't need the care that is given overnight at a hospital. You need the care. An outpatient procedure, understand, is a day procedure. It's done in that day. You go in that day. You go home that day. You may be in the facility for hours and hours. You may be being cared for hours and hours, but it's one where you're not spending the night.
Exactly. So you can give us a call anytime right now if you want, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys. We can give you a free initial consultation and a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan to your injuries, your medical treatment. I mean, we're not doctors, but we can frame it in our in the legal process. We do it all the time. We can help you. We can represent you all the way through payment of your injury claim. 303-795-5900. Today we were talking about outpatient services. They're very significant. Brad was right on the takeaway. They are important. They're significant. Don't you dare let an insurance company convince you otherwise. And you can call us anytime for an injury claim, 303-795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell & Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. I think this example is going to help you. You go to sleep at night. You wake up. You slept wrong. Your neck is killing you. You have a crick in your neck. It won't go away. You go to work. It becomes aggravating. You get cranky. You have a temper. You go home. It still won't go away. You wake up day two. Same thing. It won't go away. You can't turn it to the left. You can't turn it to the right. You can't concentrate on work. What do? You hope and pray it goes away. You wake up day three. It's gone away. You tell your spouse, hallelujah, it's gone. Tell you what, when you're injured in a car crash, sometimes there is no hallelujah moment. Sometimes the injuries persist and the symptoms persist. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.